From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday, the 15th of April.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally has accused Defence Minister Peter Dutton of cancelling her trip to Christmas Island. Now, Ms Keneally had planned to visit a Tamil family who were taken from their Queensland home to an immigration detention centre 3 years ago. Labor wants the family released from detention and returned to Australia. Ms Keneally said her trip was approved by Australian Border Force, but just 20 minutes later, she received an email saying Mr Dutton had decided the government plane she was set to travel on was not available.
To the US now, and the police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in Minnesota has been arrested and will be charged with second-degree manslaughter. The policewoman, Kimberly Potter, shot Dontay Wright earlier this week after drawing her gun instead of her taser. The shooting sparked wild protests in the city. If convicted, the 26-year police veteran could be sent to prison for 10 years.
Still overseas, and Bernie Madoff, whose $65 billion Ponzi scheme made him one of the world's most hated criminals, has died. The 82-year-old died from natural causes at a secure federal medical centre in North Carolina, where he was serving a 150-year sentence.
To sport, and in cricket, former Zimbabwe captain Heath Streak has copped an 8-year ban after being charged with breaches of the anti-corruption code. The ICC said Streak had been charged for disclosing inside information and facilitating the introduction of players to a corrupter during his time as coach of Zimbabwe and various domestic teams.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz now, and one of the stars of The Bachelor from the US has announced he's gay. Former NFL player Colton Underwood was the bachy back in 2019. He came out in an emotional interview on Good Morning America.
I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know.
And finally, a bizarre story out of India. A woman was catfished online and was tricked into thinking she was in a relationship with Prince Harry.
Oh.
The woman claimed the royal said he wanted to marry her, so she went to court to ask police to arrest Prince Harry so they could wed.
Oh, how'd that go?
The judge dismissed the woman's case, saying it was just a daydreamer's fantasy.
There you go. And if you want the chance to win $1,000, all you got to do is play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz, and the cash could be yours.
That's it from the newsroom. We'll have an update in the oven.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.